These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman, joined right now by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what are we seeing in those grains today?
I think we're just seeing some recovery from that washout that we had on Sunday night and into Monday. You're about to, at the highs today, you're about 30 cents off the lows that were posted on Tuesday morning or Tuesday in the overnight. The big thing right now is everybody's got their eyes set on that celebration of agriculture that's going to happen in Washington next Friday. That is when they are expected, or they've said that they're going to make the announcements on the biofuel blend mandates and all that kind of stuff. So I would think that has to be the excitement surrounding the market, because it certainly isn't in the crude oil and the energies today. That's very quiet. You get the heating oil down, so there's no spillover support for the bean oil. The bean oil doing its own thing right now. So I think that's part of it. I think the other side of things and why we aren't really doing more with it is you do have the wheat backing off, even though there's only about a quarter of an inch of rain in wheat country over the next 15 days. It's backing off because it follows more to the crude oil side of things here recently, and that's putting some influence into the corn down a couple of cents as we got up near the most recent highs yesterday.
Now, Greg, we've been here before where we think we're going to get some good news for RVOs, and we've been dashed in the past. What do you think is different this time around?
Well, I've said this kind of half-jokingly to a lot of customers. I feel like you have to have, if you're going to do a celebration of agriculture and you're going to do this RVO announcement all at the same time and in the same space, you'd better come in with something that's beneficial, because you may find yourself at the wrong end of a pitchfork on this thing.
It's Greg McBride of Allendale. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country to bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagmed.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
May corn down 3.5 at 466 and a quarter. December new crop down 2.5 at 492. May beans up 3.5 at 1172 even. November new crop up 2 at 1148 and a quarter. Live cattle up 35 cents at 233.62. Feeders up $1.80 at 349.55. Lean hogs up 12.5 cents at 92.17. Pork cutouts unchanged at 103.40. Thanks again to Greg McBride of Allendale. This is the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.